He's back.
Hi.
It's been a while.
It's been a while since I've seen you, Brady.
It's been like 5 seconds since I pressed stop and record again for this.
No, don't. Oh, Brady, you're not supposed to. Sorry. You were the one complaining about this last time.
Sorry. We're back.
We're back for Boxing Day's Boxing Day.
Oh, yeah. What's that like?
Well, this is the third day of Christmas.
It's like a four-dimensional box, is it? Like, is it a hypercube? Or?
In my head, it was just a smaller box after the first box.
Let's call the 27th Hypercube Day.
Okay, I can go with that.
It's the next level from a box.
Right.
All right.
I like that. Okay, we're here for Hypercube Day. As everybody knows, the third day of Christmas.
Exactly. Traditionally, when you would give your plumber and servants a hypercube with a present inside.
And they would try to hold it and fall into another dimension forever.
Yeah, well, yeah. There you go. That'll teach them. So we have this ever diminishing pile of cards.
Barely diminishing.
Yeah, we've taken a huge dent out of it with the five or so that we've read so far. Should we pick another one?
We should pick another one.
Let me go for one. Okay. Very Christmassy card, just a very typical snowy scene with a church and a Christmas tree. This comes from Anna Haley Tim. I don't really know what's going on there. Dear CGP Gray and Brady, heard your request for Christmas questions while out doing a bit of Fitatron 5000.
Oh, well done.
At the Keswick something. Somewhere in Keswick. Keswick's up in the north of England. That's Keswick, where we live now, and it's pictured on the card. Okay, so that's a scene from Keswick. And Keswick is in the Lake District.
Oh.
A place you really should visit, according
to... I've heard great things about it.
Yeah. Our question for you, which often has us pondering on our many lovely walks, is, do we walk in the wood or the woods? So if you're going out for a walk, would you say to your parents, Mum, Dad, I'm going for a walk in the wood or the woods?
No, it's the woods.
And yet you have a wood, don't you, as well? Like, oh, that's a lovely wood there.
I would never use that phrasing to say that's a lovely wood there.
I have heard that phrasing.
Would you use that phrasing?
I would go with woods.
Right.
But wood is an option.
Wood, yeah. Okay, I will grant wood is an option. Hmm. I would never
say. Not like
say.
A legitimate option. Like, not, like obviously, anything's an option. But like, I have heard it called like a wood, like, you know, a woodland and things like that. Oh, it's a love, you know.
No, you but know, okay.
Like St. John's Wood is in London, you know.
If you're going to use the singular, you have to use the. So then it's, I am going for a walk in the wood.
No, but I'd say the woods.
No, well, it's the plural, right? It's just one of these words where it's a plural, even if it's referring to a particular wood. I think something about the walks also just makes it be the woods. You're going for walks in the woods.
These are lovely woods. This is a lovely wood. I don't know. It's not something I'd ever thought about before, right. But I see conflict.
The singular is the more poetic and romantic way to say it. If you were making a artsy movie, someone would go for a walk in the wood, right? That's what would happen there. But now, regular people, it's plural, clearly.
I don't know.
Person who sent that Christmas card, and Brady looks genuinely thrown in front of me right now. Like, you really put a monkey wrench in his brain. I think this is now going to haunt Brady for a long time.
It is. Let's move on. I'm too. Let's move on. I'll think about it later.
He's too haunted.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of mentioning Foley work now because I'm afraid I'm going to get another card that has to be deactivated. Okay. I've gotten one here.
Oh.
Oh, look at this. We have a very nicely hand-drawn card here.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Hello, Internet. There is a caveman, Brady, and a robot, Gray, on top of a hot stopper.
Like a giant hot stopper.
Like a giant hot stopper. It looks like it's all done in pencil. My robot head is also doubling as a Christmas ornament, which is a nice touch. There's a bee about to land on my hand wearing a little bee Santa hat and a sign indicating the left-right division that is still splitting Tim's worldwide about who's on what side.
Well, there's a drawing on the back as well, Gray.
Oh, look at that. The drawing on the back is labeled as a sneaky CGB Gray, and he is declaring that he will rule the world with an iron bee.
Right.
I mean, I guess if I had an army of those bees from that Black Mirror episode, I could rule the world.
Yeah.
That is, once again, the only way I would accept dictatorial power is with absolute control.
Are bees the soldiers you would choose to rule the world with? Like, would they be an
effective... I could get those robot bees from Black Mirror, that'd be pretty good. Like, that'd be a pretty hard thing to beat.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, someone's keeping track of things. It has been 59 Brady Hot Stoppers since the last Gray's Hot Stopper Hot Drop. So you have put down 59 hot stoppers since my last hot drop, apparently.
That's not entirely true. Like, it's true maybe if you just follow us on Twitter or something, but you did some of the hot drops on our road trip, and that was the last major.
Ah, that should count, yeah. Yes. I think that should count. I should get credit for those hot drops.
Some of them you did on your own. You did the Arby's hot drop all on your own.
Yeah. I should get credit for those.
Yeah.
But in fairness, one of the frustrations of being away from the internet is I have many a time thought, oh, this is a great spot for a hot drop. I was like, how I can't post it on Instagram. So I will get back into the hot stop dropping business when I return.
Good.
But Brady is definitely beating me. And for your own interest later, Brady, there's a whole bunch of hot drop statistics at the bottom there. Oh,
percentages, like discovery percentages and all sorts. So this must be the person who runs that hot stopper Twitter account.
Sure. Oh, yes. Sparky, the hot stopper record keeper.
Yes. Okay.
So the question is, with how plentifully hot stoppers have been dropping, are supplies running low? When the last stopper is dropped, will that be the end of hot drops?
This is an interesting question, because it may well be by the time stocks are depleted, plastic hot stoppers will be banned. There may be like legislation. I might not be able to ship them into the UK.
Oh, you know, that's actually an interesting question. I hadn't thought of that, yeah.
Maybe I should speak to my manufacturer now and get like a big bulk order in before the loophole closes.
Right. This is like when we had to switch away from the traditional light bulbs. Everyone was like hoarding and stocking them up.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I mean, I've still got a fair number left, and they're starting to actually become an annoyance, because I'll often grab 5 or 6 and put them in a bag or a backpack or a pocket, or thinking, oh, there could be a hot stop opportunity. And so now they're starting to like infiltrate my life in this annoying way, like coins down the back of a sofa. Quite often when you have dogs, you'll be like out somewhere at some posh place and you'll reach into the pocket of your trousers and you'll find a dog poo bag from when you last went on a walk, and you start finding them all the time. So I'll be out filming someone for work and I'll reach into my camera bag to get a lens and I'll pull out like a hot stopper as well. It's like, oh, God damn, these bloody hot stoppers, they're everywhere. So I've still got a lot of them, and I also have to keep supplying Black Stump Espresso. Mm. Over in Adelaide, so they might ask for another bag at some point. So I should get some more in. I could get caught with my pants down here.
I will back you up on both the poo bags and the hot stoppers. Mm. Although I have a great idea for the poo bags, what we do in the Gray household, because I was too getting frustrated with every one of my jacket pockets would have like 3 loose poo bags in it. And it's like, how are these spreading all over the place? And the answer is, you never want to be caught without a poo bag.
Yeah.
And so you always just like grab some and stick them in your pocket, or like you tear 2 off.
Yeah. And you never empty your coat at the end of the walk.
Right, exactly. The solution in the Gray household is, you know, you can get those little containers for the poo bags where they'll come out in a roll.
Often they're like a little bone or something.
Yes, it's exactly. A little bone shape so you can take out the poo bag.
Mm.
But we now clip that to the leash.
Ah.
And we just leave it clipped on the leash all the time. And so this way, you always know there's poo bags with me right now. And this has completely eliminated the I'm finding poo bags all over in my life problem.
Lovely.
But even though I have been doing fewer hot stop drops than you, just this week I had the same thought of somehow hot stoppers are finding their ways into all these weird corners. And I was digging through a box of old electrical wires, and somehow at the bottom of this box was a hot stop. I don't understand how this even got here. But I think it's just the fact that when you hand me a bag of 100 plastic hot stoppers, even on this last trip, I just grab some in my hand and put them in the bag. And then like glitter, they slowly spread all over the place. So
yeah.
I too find hot stoppers all over the place.
Who knows, like in, you know, 10,000 years, archaeologists will be finding them in all sorts of strange places.
I think especially because people find them and they slowly make their way across the whole world, that the half-life of hot stoppers will be very long.
Do you know what I haven't heard much about yet? I've only heard limited amount about what people do with them after they find them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are the recipient of a hot stopper, I wouldn't mind hearing from you in some way about what you've done with it. Like, has it been like put in some place of specialness, or has it just been, you know, dropped in a drawer and forgotten? I've seen 1 or 2, I think, that have been like framed and things like that. But I'd like to hear, what do you think most people do with them?
It never even crossed my mind, because I just feel it's so obvious that people treasure them and frame them and put them in a place of honor in their house.
In a safe for future generations.
Yeah.
Write it into their will immediately.
Yeah. Or like displayed on the wall, right? Mm. Mounted. Like it never even crossed my mind that these hot stoppers would be anything but honored.
Rightly so. All right. Let's find another card here. What do we got? Merry Christmas with lots of little... Are they Pokemons? They're Pokemons, aren't they?
That is a Pokemon Christmas card.
Yeah, okay. So lots of Pokemon characters on the front. Beautiful, beautiful handwriting.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
This is a work of art from Murray and Vika, or Vika, to Graham Brady, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope you like the card. Indeed, we do. There's a little gray face with a Santa hat. Okay. Topic. What do you think will be the next major age, in quote marks, or landmark of human civilization? For example, humans move from an age of no electricity into one where electricity can be used for various functions. We move from no radio to radio, no TV to TV. Mm-hmm. We're living in an age where all human knowledge and information can be accessed from almost anywhere in the world at any time. What do you think the next landmark step in our development will be that will signify the beginning of a new age? Some questions are posed here, maybe. Self-driving cars are standard. Quantum computing. Complete transition to renewable energy sources. Global adoption of vegetarian vegan diets. Or other some drastically different way of life. What's going to be the next one?
Do you have any thoughts, Brady?
This is totally a question for you. This is the sort of thing I imagine you just spent hours thinking about. Like,
no, it's very simple. It's very straightforward.
Oh, you already know.
Yeah, yeah, I already know the answer.
Do you want me to have a guess then before you tell me the actual answer?
Well, I'm curious, what do you think?
I think totally like some major change in energy production, like renewable energy or something like that doesn't involve these finite resources will be a really big change in humanity. But I don't think it's necessarily the next thing.
Hmm.
Self-driving cars would be a big change in like the way humans work. Like,
well, I mean, I don't know if it is obviously the answer, but I think if you're thinking of like an age, trying to think about like what would people in the future really feel like, oh my God, I can't believe they didn't have this. In the same way that like electricity, right? Where it's almost inconceivable it touches everything.
Yeah. What age are we in now? Internet age?
Yeah, I guess. I would say like pre and post internet is probably a pretty good mark. Yeah. For an age kind of thing. Like, I'm always aware when I watch movies, I can never not fit them all into pre-iPhone and post-iPhone. Like, it's just, anytime I watch a movie, it's like, is this before 2007 or is it after 2007?
Yeah.
But I think maybe, probably not the next, but the biggest thing that would be on the horizon for me is a bunch of the genetic technology. So things like CRISPR and... It looks like we're on the edge of some of the ability to manipulate the human genome.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that strikes me as an age that like in 1,000 years, people would still mark it like, oh, before and after the printing press and then before and after humans were able to control their own genome. Like with many technologies, CRISPR might have had a couple of little stumbles. But I think that might be one that comes up as like remembered in the future that like, oh, the moment we were able to change our own genetics brings in a genuinely new age of human beings.
I imagine most of your thoughts about this are like positive. You're not like, you know, Frankenstein, danger, meddling with genome, alarmist. You're more, this is great. We're going to all be superhumans.
It's just another tool. I think it would mostly be used for good. Of course, bad stuff would be possible. I think it would mostly be an improvement, but that would be my guess for the next age.
Yeah, that is a better answer than my fumbling in the dark. Well done.
Well, it's been a great Hypercube day with you, Brady.
Yes, yes. Happy. Wish you all the best.
A many-sided Hypercube day.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. What's we're not going to name tomorrow after a five-dimensional cube.
No, we're running out of ideas very fast. All right. I'll see you tomorrow, Brady.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.